people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, and there's a couple open lines at 866-444-3478. Stem cell therapy, like I had to fix my torn knee, is something I recommend. You can talk to them free. It's a $200 value consultation about whether it would work for you. Find out all the details about what to expect, how much it would cost, all the things. And I recommend it if you've been having some problems, some pain, torn something here or there, or whatever you've got. Be worth a chat. Won't cost you anything and may be a real change for your health and enjoyment of life. The telephone number is 469-600-8794. 469-600-8794. Let's get back to the phones, and then I'll let me catch up on a couple, and then I'll get to that organophobia thing, like I promised. Here's Dave in Grapeland. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. I called you last week about taking some grapes out to West Texas.
Yeah.
After they root, when do they need to plant them out there?
Well, you can, as soon as they root, you can plant them in the ground if you just do a few precautionary things. One is if you have a real cold event coming and it's been warm, you know, so it's going to drop a whole lot. Cover them with floating row cover or some, you know, shredded tree trimming mulch or something like that. If you keep them in a greenhouse kind of a situation or a protected area until they actually, everything starts to grow in the spring and we're more or less through with the risk of freeze damage, you know, that might be the best thing to do. But if you want to protect them during the winter, you can go ahead and, you know, have them out in the weather pretty soon. I'd probably wait till spring. That'd probably be the best idea.
Yeah, I would think, yeah. And also, I've got a plum tree that bloomed again about 2 months ago, and I got two pear trees that's got little pears on them. What in the world going on there?
Well, we've had crazy weather, and there's some things we've been seeing blooming and fall color at strange times and all kinds of things. The plants, when the weather is very dramatically different than it's used to seeing, you'll see plants flower at strange times and even set fruit. It's just kind of an anomaly.
Okay.
Nothing you need to worry about.
Yeah.
Nothing you need to do. No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let me run through this real quick and then I'll get back to the phone calls. The article that I wrote, and I can't remember what I wrote it for first. It was probably written originally for the Dallas Morning News, and then we ended up putting it in one of my books, The Organic Manual, and then it ended up being a newsletter. But it basically answers the question about why a lot of the industry, and especially the university side of the industry, is not into organics, this organic gardening, natural organic approach. And so I wrote the following. Organophobia, as I called it, is caused by five different things. I couldn't remember if it was five or six, and it's five. I've actually thought of one more that I may add to it. The first one is a misunderstanding of the techniques. In other words, not understanding the organic techniques. People tend to stick with what they're comfortable with rather than taking on something that other people are recommending and doing, because they don't do it and they don't understand it. They weren't taught it, and they tend to stay away from the subject and stick with what they learned at a university. It's also important in this first point to know that no major university teaches organic gardening, and that's why we have it as an online course for the Texas Organic Research Center. The Texas Organic Research Center actually is behind doing the thing. But number one is most people have a strong tendency to stay with the products that they've dealt with in the past, that they understand how to use. Number two cause of organophobia is profit from chemical sales. And it's just common sense. Some people make their money, and it's understandable, either directly or indirectly from the chemical sales, synthetic fertilizers and the pesticides. And that's something where there's not much, you know, incentive for them to cut off their income and switch over to something where they may or may not have any income. So it's understandable. Number three is a paradigm problem. Paradigms are boxes that we put ourselves into because that's what we think we're expected to do. That's what we think is the safe thing to do. That's what we think is the proper thing to do. And we really can't see any alternatives out there. If paradigm problems are the cause of not going that way, you can't even see that the organic approach would be a possibility. It's, if something hits you upside the head like with a 2x4 and you come around to thinking in a different way, that's one thing, but that's not generally what happens. I had an easy time of it because I never learned the wrong way of doing things very well. I was really good at skirting through my classes that were the preliminary classes at Texas Tech that taught that kind of stuff. So I never became, you know, solidly held by these paradigms. I guess it was one of the main reasons I was able to easily change. Number four cause of organophobia is a fear of standing alone, a fear of being alone. Most people are much more comfortable doing what their peers are doing what the rest of the industry is doing rather than going out on their own. When I first started running around in the Dallas-Fort Worth area preaching organics and trying to talk retail stores and contractors into going organic, I was alone. There was nobody else doing it. And you've got to do that in certain cases. For example, a golf course that goes organic. That golf course superintendent cannot, at that point, blame the USGA or Texas A&M or Texas Tech or anybody else. He's got to either blame me, the dirt, if something goes wrong, blame me, or take the responsibility on himself. And a lot of people don't have that ability. They don't want to have the necessity to stand alone. That's four. Five is the inability to admit being wrong. And I think this may be the most powerful point of all. Most people, especially the higher your degree, if you have MBA or PhD or different degrees, and I've got some really good friends that are PhDs that don't have this problem. They're incredibly open-minded. They don't introduce themselves as doctor this or doctor that. They're very comfortable with it. But when people do have that, those are the people that I find that have the biggest inability to admit that they're wrong about something. You know, like I said, Eustace von Liebig, a German scientist, is the one that came up with the basic fertilizer tenets that is taught in major universities. But when he died, before he died and then at his deathbed even, he recanted what he had taught that had become part of the overall basis for the fertilizing recommendations in the world. He said he was wrong. You know, he didn't include carbon. He didn't include trace mineral. He began to understand that those things were really good. He admitted he was wrong. That's unusual. I do all the time. A lot of people do, but most people don't have that ability. And then the last one, I'm going to add this one to it, and we'll rewrite this for everybody as a newsletter and an entry. But six would be laziness. Just too lazy to change. Stick with what you got. Stick with what brought you to the party. Stick with what that teacher taught you at that university setting. I had a university teacher at Tech that his big deal was to teach the students what a terrible tree certain trees were. And catalpa was his main one that he hated so much. And he just railed on and on and on about how terrible that tree was. It had messy leaves. It had messy seed pods. It did this. It did that. Well, didn't work with me because that had been one of my favorite trees as a kid because I climbed it because it had such wonderful smooth bark. So being able to, you know, go a little bit different route is not easy for some people, but for more and more of the world out there, especially our audience, it is becoming easier and easier to do. You know, Bob Webster, my buddy in San Antonio, he wasn't organic and he had an orchid growing operation until he finally was open-minded and gave it a try and found out, voila, it works better than what I used to do. Now he and his partner are totally organic. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Real quick, the mystery photograph was guessed online, and it was incorrect. Flowering dogwood, another pretty good guess. It's a tree. It's actually a tree I put on there a few weeks ago with just a different shot. It's one in my front yard, so it hadn't been guessed yet. If you want to win one of our online classes, take a look at it. On the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, it changes automatically, and you'll see it come up. But if you want to go to it quickly, just click the little button below the photograph that's over to the far right. Let's see whose turn it is. Flora in Arlington next up. Hello, Flora.
Hello. Just had to take you off speaker. I have a question about our water. We live out in the country, and we use city water and to drink and to bathe and shower in. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't drink it. We buy water to drink. But I'd like to – my husband's very handy, and I want to have him connect something to the source of water from this road that's going to purify – from chlorine and any other impurities in the water. And I wanted to know, I know our neighbor had 3 canisters that he put together outside of his home, and he passed, so I didn't get the information. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts on filtering systems.
Yeah, we have a whole house filter system at our house, and everybody that has an overall filter uses basically 2 things, and sometimes there's more to it. But the first filter you use is a carbon filter. It goes through either activated carbon or a bone charcoal or something like that. And it's a big tank or tanks that it goes through. And the charcoal takes out the chlorine and the fluoride pretty well and some other major things. Not chloramine so much, but it cleans up the water as a first step. The second step is something that's really not as efficient as we would like, because it uses a lot of water to create one really clean gallon, and it's called reverse osmosis. There are some other techniques. There's ozone, and there's various other filters that can be used, but the main two that everybody uses are charcoal and then the reverse osmosis. So you need to talk to a water company that does that and have them look at your situation and look at a sample of your water and see what they're trying to get out of the water for you and all that, and they'll have some recommendations about how to go. There's a bunch of people in that business. We don't have an advertiser. I wish we did, that supported the show and that we worked with real closely on water, because it's such a big issue. But That's what we do. Bone charcoal or some kind of a charcoal basic filter, and then reverse osmosis that usually, in our case, it fits under the sink and it comes out of a separate little spigot that we use for drinking water and cooking and things like that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, I will look into it. I wanted something that did the whole house because I like soaking in the tub.
I agree, because you can get more of the chemicals into your body through your skin when you shower or take a bath than you can by drinking this stuff. So I totally agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Let's see what Elaine, I believe it's her turn. Yeah, Elaine's turn. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, good morning. I yesterday acquired a cat. Well, it's in the Christmas cactus family. I got it at a estate sale, and it was, oh my gosh, it's beautiful, but it's great big, and it hangs down to the floor. And I had trouble getting it to my car because I was stepping on it. Was as tall as I am. I looked it up in my cactus, in my identification book, and I cannot figure out what it is. I wanted to read it about it. It's got each one of its leaves, you know, they're more like a Christmas cactus, a rubbery sort of thing,
right,
is as much as 18 inches long.
Okay.
And it just spills out all over the place, and it's beautiful. But I want to read about it, and I want to see if it will flower, and I want to know if you have any idea at all what it could be.
Does it have any? Have you seen any flowers on it at all?
No. It was outside on somebody's porch, and so I don't know whether that would change the flowering time of it, because I looked it up in my my book, and I couldn't, you know, and my daughter looked it up this morning online, and we can't figure out what it is. And what she read to me, that I would kind of describe this as a, it looked like a as big as a Christmas tree. When I brought this thing in the house, I thought, oh my goodness, what in the world? It blocks the light from the windows right now. I'm in the process of giving it a good clipping here and there.
Okay. Well, now, a Christmas cactus probably doesn't, that's probably not what it is, because they don't get quite that big very easily anyway. Christmas cactus will have kind of a triangular-shaped stem. I tell you what I would look up, and it might get you pointed in the right direction at least, and it may be a night-blooming cirrus or cereus. It's an orchid-related plant, and it blooms with an incredibly impressive-looking and fragrant flower. And that may be what you have.
Well, there's no buds whatsoever. So I don't think it's been blooming. But it's, you know, the leaves of it, or the, what
does
do you
it
call
hang
it?
Like, down, or do the leaves, are they erect?
They hang down.
Okay.
To the ground.
Well, that night blooming cirrus does that. I'm going to have to go. Let me put you on hold, and we'll chat off air for just a minute, and then I'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's go to Sandwich, Illinois, and talk to Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
What's going on?
Hey, I had a couple of questions about my house plants. Okay. And, you know, like, I believe you've mentioned before, you know, garlic powder is suitable to put into the soil to add garlic to the soil?
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to do. Garlic functions as a systemic chemical. It just moves through the plant very effectively, and it's good for disease control in some cases, and also to get rid of insect pests in a lot of cases. Good for thrips, for example, that are pretty tough insects to control.
Well, I have an occasional moment where it seems like I'll have like these little fruit flies or something that'll occur, and I'm just thinking of maybe as a preventative just to kind of put them in there. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's winter time and I'm bored with my plants and I'm looking for something to do as well.
Well, it certainly won't hurt anything. It's okay. A good general thing to use. It can function as a preventative. If it's fruit flies that you have or fungus gnats, you might want to also look at the product called BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. It's sold for the control of mosquitoes primarily, but it'll also control fungus gnats, which you might have. But the garlic will help with any insect pest that you have, and it's also anti-pathogen. You know, if you have some diseases because your soil stayed a little too wet or something like that, it'll help you in that regard as well.
It'll help kind of neutralize things. Okay.
Yeah.
And that BTI, I could put that. That's what I need to put out in the springtime in the yard for the mosquitoes, correct?
It's my favorite. There's nothing that's foolproof because mosquitoes are so darn adaptable to whatever you use. I think the BTI put out as far as dunks or granules in standing water is an excellent thing to do. I think setting up traps, which we do, we leave water in buckets intentionally and let them go, you know, into a yucky mess, which attracts mosquitoes, but we keep BTI in it. So we've set up an attractant, but we've set up a trap to kill them. And then spraying the BTI products, a liquid version, on the whole property will actually help you, because a lot of times mosquitoes will breed in moist mulch and in the axils of plants that hold just a little bit of water. And you may have some, you know, other places where water's standing just a little bit. So spraying the whole place really helps a lot. And then alternate that with something different, like a cedar spray or a dry cedar product or something like that. Some people also alternate with some of the essential oil sprays also. I'm reluctant to do that too much because they will hurt beneficials also. The BTI and the cedar will not hurt beneficials.
Okay, and then combine the BTI with like the nematodes, and the nematodes will take care of the fleas and ticks.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And it'll kind of create kind of a barrier, or supposedly kind of a barrier around my yard. I mean, obviously it's not 100% because things will filter through, but, you know, I can't fertilize, I can't do my neighbor's yards. But
well, doing any of this stuff will help you with a lot of pests because it's going to help make the soil healthier, and the pests just, you know, they're smart. They say, oh, I'm going to go somewhere else where there's not as much competition and not as much things that might hurt me. I'm going to go somewhere else. So that's why I recommend the Trichogramma wasp and the beneficial nematodes basically to everybody. And then the garlic is a good broad-spectrum thing, BTI for a lot of pests like we've been talking about. So you don't need to be doing it all the time or anything like that, but just get some stuff going early in the season and then do it again if it looks like things are getting a little out of control.
Okay.
All right.
Okey-doke. Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. All right. Let's see what we got here. We got a little time, so if you want to jump on here, it's 866-444-3478. The one more time, the it's a good time to think about holiday gifts, and one of them that I shamelessly would recommend to you would be books. My books, I've got a bunch of them. I've done about 15. The most current one is the one we did with Mother Earth News, which is an update of the organic manual. And like we talked earlier, if you're interested in more detail, more research, more scientific approach to this natural organic approach, Organics for the Professional book is the one that you ought to look at. And we'd love to get you involved in the club, the Organic Club of America. You can click the red button at the top of the page, and it'll tell you how that if you buy or donate $50 to $50 worth of books, or donate $50 to Texas Organic Research Center, you get membership in the Organic Club of America, which has several different benefits. Oh, by the way, I finally have the photographs, and we're putting together the final version of the fantastic trees, and we'll have that up available for the members up here pretty quick, and it'll stay there for a while before it's available to all of the public. And we'll have the champion ginkgo over in East Texas, over in New Boston, added to it, and the things that I've been telling you about there. I'm probably going to see what used to be the state champion oak tree over the holidays. That has been beat by some other live oak in a park that is just all busted up and terrible looking. So I'm going to go see the one that's the big tree in Rockport. I think I'm going to be able to do that and give you a report on how well it stood up to the last hurricane assault down there. But anyway, the Organic Club of America, you get seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden and a bunch of other benefits, answers to questions on a priority basis and all that kind of thing. So just, again, click the red button up there that says Buy Howard's Books at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com. Here's Steve in Lyndale, Texas. I used to play Lyndale in basketball back when I played for Pittsburgh High School. Steve, what's going on there?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got a 24 by 24 area where my wife has four chickens, and I'm getting fire ants inside the chicken pen. And obviously, I don't want to use a fire ant killer. I don't want to hurt the chicken. So, what do you think I should do there?
Well, this would be one case where I'd use diatomaceous earth, natural amorphous diatomaceous earth as the first step, because just dusting it real heavily inside the chicken coops and everything will be good for the chickens. If they ingest it in any way, if it gets into their feed, it's good for them internally, and it won't hurt being on them either if they have mites or something else like that. And it will get rid of the fire ants. They won't like it at all if you dust it in there in a dry situation. I would probably also at some point put dry molasses out, not just in that area, but on your entire property, because through the years we've seen more consistent control of fire ants from just doing that, putting dry molasses out at 20 pounds for 1,000 square feet than by doing anything else that we recommend.
All right. Well, my property, we've got horses. That's one reason we're out here in Lyndale. And I'm on a 6-acre property. So can that go out in a spreader?
Yeah. Yeah, the dry molasses is granulated. It's basically little bits and pieces of some kind of organic material. Dry molasses is sometimes has a base of pecan hulls or little bark chips or cedar or something like that. The most common one on the market has a base of soy bean hulls. And thus you get a little bit of a fertilizer value out of it. And you put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet from a regular rotating, whirly bird type fertilizer spreader. And generally speaking, when I put out an organic fertilizer of any kind, I'll open it wide open and walk real fast, real quickly, one direction, and then go perpendicular to that, 90 degrees from that. And that puts out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet from most spreaders.
All right. I'll certainly give it a try. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and the diatomaceous earth will be good for the chickens, too, so go ahead and give that a whirl, too. It needs to be a natural, amorphous, not treated with anything, not heated, not a swimming pool DE, but a natural diatomaceous earth.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Here's Cordell in Roosevelt, Utah. Hey, Cordell.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
So my question in general is about leveling uneven grass, but specifically my water line broke, had to dig it up with a backhoe and replace it. That's always fun.
Okay.
But anyway, I tried to let it settle as much as I could before I reseeded, but it settled more. So now I've got a big old dip in my front yard, and I'm wondering, can I just slowly add dirt and let the grass grow through, or do I just need to add it all at once and reseed? What's the best way to even out those uneven areas?
Well, it depends on how severe the depressions are, but I'll tell you the two techniques that I like the best, Cordell, and the third one would be what you're talking about, using soil. And if you go that route, you just need to use a soil that's as close to your native soil there as possible, not some new, totally different texture and chemistry of soil, and use it a little bit at a time. That works, but that'd be my third choice. The two choices I'd recommend above that would be to use compost, and using your own compost, or if you don't have your own compost, buy as good a quality one as you can. and use it because you'll improve the soil while you're leveling out things, and that works well. The other one, which in some cases I like even better, is to do this. You rent an aerator that pulls cores out of the ground, a core aerator. Or you hire a company to do it for you. That's, you know, a better way to go. And have them aerate the heck out of the area. And then you rake the cores around so that the cores go into the low areas. And you're doing kind of a cut and fill. And it really ends up giving you a smooth, beautiful surface. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with more of that right after this.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrit Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrit Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, let's go back and finish up with Cordell in Utah. Cordell, did you have something else for me?
I guess I was just wondering, with the compost, how thick can you spread it each time you do a layer? Because I'm assuming if you do it too thick, you'll just smother the grass.
Well, that's
right?
That's a good question. It would if you got too thick. We've put it on landscape projects where we were actually building the level dramatically. We've put it on as heavy as 5 inches thick and then planted solid sod on top of that, but that's what you'd have to do. That'd be so thick that it would kill, you know, what's there. So the answer to your question is you're probably going to use somewhere around a half an inch of compost per time that you put it out. You might can go to an inch, but somewhere around a half an inch would be better. I like the core aerating thing because you're just basically moving around the existing soil that you have, you know, where you core aerate and then rake it to the low spots. Those high spots will settle just a little bit because you've opened those holes and not filled them back in, and you get this kind of cutting and filling result that works really, really well. And all you got to do is aerate and then rake it around. That's all you do.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Mary Rose, did they decide they didn't want to come on the air? Okay, I thought we had one more coming there. Let me just go over a few more things. I didn't talk about in Howard's Garden very well with you, other than our trees, our management of our leaves, of our ginkgo, which went kafoomp, just all the green leaves fell off all at once. And once again, if for those of you didn't hear me, that's the worst thing that happens if you had that happen to your trees is you're not going to have any fall color. Doesn't hurt the trees. It's just when you get a really severe cold snap like we had before there's been any cooling off and it's really time calendar-wise for the fall colors to really show up and you have a hard hit, it'll sometimes just abort all of the green leaves, which it did on my ginkgo. And for a lot of other people, too, that contacted me after I put that on Facebook, you can see mine on Facebook. It's just solid, bright green on the ground, and all of the leaves came down. Plus, there was still quite a bit of fruit as well, which we have been trying to keep picked up. I give the seed away for people in the club, and we try to keep it away from Nelly because Nelly will eat anything. And I'm still a little concerned about any dogs eating a whole lot of ginkgo. For the most part, it's an edible fruit, but there is some indication that eating a bunch of it can be a problem. In fact, if you read about ginkgo eating, Asian people have eaten ginkgo, you know, forever. But you, when you read about it, you'll always see little warnings about don't eat more than a certain number and don't eat more, you know, eat one and then two and then three. It gives you a bunch of different kind of warnings about eating too much of it. And so it makes you scratch your head about how safe it is. I've eaten them and they don't taste very good. I'll tell you that as well. I love the tree. It's a fantastic tree, but not a huge fan of eating the fruit at this point in time anyway. Maggie's on the horn. Hello, Maggie.
Hi. I'm so glad you could fit me in. I'm calling from Missouri.
Okay.
We have a couple of trees in large pots, a magnolia, some pear trees, and a red maple, and we're wondering, can we plant them now, or when is the best time?
And you're where, Maggie?
Missouri. Southern Missouri, okay. Almost Arkansas.
All right. Without any question, whether you're in Missouri, Arkansas, Florida, or Maine, the best way to handle a tree is to get it in the ground. It's going to be in less stress in the ground than any kind of condition above ground because the roots are just more exposed, you know, being above ground. So I would plant them right away, use the planting techniques that we recommend on my website and in my books and everything, wide dish-shaped hole, plant high, you know, have the flare up at the surface of the soil, but then mulch really nice and heavily after you've planted with a shredded native tree trimmings on the disturbed area, but don't pile any of it up against the trunk of the tree.
How far away from the trunk should the mulch be?
You just don't want it touching the trunk. You can get as close as you want to for the winter, the first time especially. But what I normally tell people, and we have this in the diagrams when we show people how to plant a tree, it used to be we said to plant a tree and then put a 3 to 5 inch layer of mulch all the way across the disturbed area. Now, a better recommendation is to start at about 5 inches or less. 3 inches really is enough in most cases. When farther north, the deeper you can go, at the outside edge of the hole, and then as the mulch gets closer and closer to the tree trunk, it gets thinner and thinner until at the trunk it's zero depth.
Okay. Great.
Thank you
so much.
Good luck with your little trees. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Howard Garrett, enjoyed being with you as always. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you after that time, and we'll get into the next show talking about, you know, that natural weed control, perfect timing, and other things. Have a good time. Enjoy those healthy gardens and go organic.